Okay, good morning. We are finishing Hilchot Berkat HaMazon soon. We are at Kuf Sadi Aleph. We left off at Seif Gimel. And this year's sponsor, Le'ili Nishmat Hinda Rivka Bat Rav Avram. Just before we continue, just two quick things. Reuven mentioned to me, as far as the gematria, for remembering what a revi'it is. So we learned before, revi'it, according to Rav Chaim Na'ah and most poskim, it's 86 mil. Chazon Ish is known for saying 150 mil, and Rav Moshe's 100. So there's a story from Rav Chaim Na'ah, Yabud lives in Israel, sent to Chazon Ish, and he said, you know, I know I'm right. How do I know I'm right? Because gematria kos is exactly 86. So to that, the Chazon Ish responded, yeah, but kos hagun, which is correct kos, is 150. All right. And also, thanks to Rav Aryeh Enkin and Moshe Yazger, I just want to point out something that I guess went over yesterday, that there's a machloket on how to understand drinking from a kos pagum. The kos being pagum, the yain being pagum. Really, it's referring to the wine. Right, the cup, everyone says, is supposed to be shalim, but also the wine itself is not supposed to be having not supposed to be lacking. It's not supposed to have a diminished status in chashivut. So, how does this play out? Very common. This can happen after benching, but it's very common. We all have this every week with kiddush on wine. So a person says kiddush on a cup. And then after he drinks, or after he says kiddush, he wants to pass it out to everybody at the table. So the question is, how does that work? We'll phrase the question, and then you'll understand better what I'm trying to say. If the Mekadesh himself, the one who's saying kiddush, takes the cup, says kiddush, and then drinks from it, so he just drank from it. So technically, everyone agrees this cup that he just drank from is now pagum. He just drank from it, and it's pagum for the next guy. If I say kiddush, and now let's say I drink from a big cup, and I drink a male lugmav or revit, stam another case, and then I leave the cup there, and then someone else, there's still a revit in there. Someone else can come and pick up the cup and say kiddush. There's a revit in there, and he's yotze 100%. However, that cup is pagum. Because the first guy drank from it, so now the next guy is saying kiddush on a pagum kos. Okay, so I believe everyone agrees with this. So now let's go. Let's move on. Our normal case at the table. A person should not drink from a kos pagum. So the second guy that comes should add to it. Kiddush is yotze lechatchila. Perhaps depends how you define pagum, but. You are not makayim the din of not having a kos pagum. Okay, let's move on. So now in our case, a person says kiddush, and now he wants to pass out this cup of wine for everyone to drink from. Everyone says if you pass around this cup and everyone drinks from this cup that he said kiddush on, even though he drank from it, no one says that's a problem to drink from it. No one says, oh, it's a problem, pagum, pagum, pagum. No one's going to say anything. Okay. The question is, if you want to pass out from your cup, can you drink from it and then pour it into everyone else's cup? Or you pour it into a cup next to you and pass it around? Or do you have to pour it for everybody else before you drink from it? So, nearly news daiti, the pshat from the Rishonim and many Achronim, is there's no problem to do whichever one you prefer. In other words, a simple understanding is one should not say Birkat HaMazon or Kiddush on a cup that is already pagum, right? That the whole emphasis is the Kiddush has to be on a kosher bracha that's not pagum, and that gives chashivut to the Kiddush. There's no inyan to walk around and people drink a kosher bracha, if there's no benching, there's no kiddush. It's all about the kiddush and the benching. That it has to be done for the sake, for the kavod of the benching and kiddush on a kos that's not that's not pagel. Afterwards, you already finished Kiddush. You already finished benching. And it was all said on a kosher bracha that wasn't pagum. Perfect. So now, if for another Kiddush afterwards, it's pagum, because you drank from it. But for everyone now at the table, you said a perfect kosher bracha, Kiddush or the kosher bracha, and now everyone can drink from it and there's no problem. Or you can, and similarly, you can drink from it and then pour it into another cup and pass it around. Usually this is not done because we're all germaphobes. But if that wouldn't be an issue, halachically it wouldn't be a problem. Some say, and it is based on the Rosh, I believe he's the only Rishon that I know says it, based on the Rosh in Brachos Tetvav, Siman of the Rosh Tetvav, not Daf Tetvav. And so many Achronim, including the Mishnah Bura, Staz, Aruch HaShulchan, it's not mentioned by the Magen Avram, so it's probably a Machloket Achronim. So some say that there's a, when you drink from the cup itself, the wine itself, should not be pagum. There's a din, when you drink from a kosher bracha attached to this Birkat HaMazon and Kiddush, it shouldn't be pagum. So if the Mekadesh drank from it, and then passed it out to everyone else is drinking from wine that's already pagum. But if they pass the actual cup around, this is why it's a technical difficulty in this opinion, but if you're drinking from the actual original kos, since that its kos has the status of, you said Kiddush on it, it's not a, doesn't diminish and make it as if you drank from a pagum wine. So, two opinions on that matter. Okay. Gimel. Asur lasot melacha be'odo mevarech. A person, when he's benching, should not be busy doing anything else. We mentioned that there are times when one is allowed to be walking, obviously usually not, but one should not be doing anything with their hands or doing anything that's distracting. Even if it's a simple task, you're doing something really simple with your hands, it doesn't take much of a mind power or effort, it should not be done. Right? Asur la'asot melacha be'odo mevarech. And the Taz writes even to read in a sefer when you're benching. That's also not allowed. Kol shekein texting and playing with one's smartphone. It's a good Musar Haskel that for obviously I'm assuming we would all, without getting into the idea of is it even mutter to use one and have one. I think we would all agree that. Texting, and if we're going to use a phone for davening, it should preferably at least be turned off, because people get calls and notifications all the time. Okay. Airplane mode. Okay. Kuf Tzadi Bet. Birkat Zimun Bishlosha O Be'asara. So now we're doing the mitzvah of Zimun. Zimun comes from the word Zaman, basically it means you're making the time to bench together. Okay, Aleph. Hayu ha-mesubim shlosha. Three people together. Chayavim be-zimun. According to Chazal, mitzvah de-rabbanan, there's a mitzvah to do zimun. You have to bench together. Right? Because it gives more kavod and glory to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. She-omer echad mehen nevarech she-achalnu mishalo. Someone starts out by saying nevarech she-achalnu mishalo. Okay. Ve-heim onim ve-omrim. And the answer, baruch she-achalnu mishalo v'tevoch hayinu. That's... Right, the Iker Zimun, from the Nesach that we have it, it starts in the middle, the Iker Nesach. Right? It says, Navarach Shachalnu Mishalo, and you answer, Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo Tevoch Hayinu. V'hu Chozer V'yomer, and the Mezamein repeats, Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo U'v'tuvoch Hayinu. Mishnah Berurah points, the Zohar points out that always, for Birkat HaMazon, you want to be verbally, you want to prepare yourself, and that's how it always is. For any Davar Shabikdusha, we always want to prepare. Which is really the whole reason why we have brachos altogether for a mitzvah. It was in order to prepare ourselves that we're about to do a mitzvah. And when we got weak with the brachos, became the minhag often to say, L'shem Yichud. That's the whole purpose, to get us in the mindset. Okay. It continues. And then you continue, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hazanat Haolam, v'chule. Okay. So that's benching. V'im, Heim arba'a. Now what if there's four people who ate? Yachol omar baruchu she'achalnu mishalo. You can also, if you prefer, you could say the word baruchu instead of nevarich. Aval yoter tov lomar nevarich. But it's better to say nevarich, the regular nusach, shelo lehotzi atzmo min haklal. Because when you're saying baruchu, it sounds a little bit like you guys say the bracha and not me. We want to be inclusive, including ourselves. Ve'im him asara. Now what if there's ten? Tzarich laskir et Hashem. Then you have to mention Hashem's name. You're supposed to. Sheomer navarach Elokeinu. Veheim onim veomrim baruch Elokeinu shechanu vechule. Ein lomar navarach Elokeinu belamed. You don't say the letter lamed when you say it. Uvein shehiyu asara o mea o elef o ribo kachem avarchem. This is the minhag, even though we know in the Mishnah there's different nuschos. We always go with this one, even if there's ten or more, the same. V'chol ha'meshaneh mizeh ha'nusach. And whoever changes the nusach, kegon shomer navarech al ha'mazon shachanu. And you want to be cute and just add in extra words. O she'omer alimi shachanu mishalo. O she'omer bimkom uvetuvo. She'omer bimkom uvetuvo mituvo. Right, you switch the words for uvetuvo over mituvo. O bimkom chayinu omer chayin. You switch those two words. Chayinu to chayin. Harei ze bur. Shulchan Aruch does not speak fondly of such a person. We have our nusach from Chazal, and that's what we want to stick with.
People compose their own things, and these things are deficient because of each one has its reason.
Okay. Ukashem asara, and just like there are ten, kevan shemaz kirim et Hashem, yachol lomar nevarech Elokeinu al hamazon shechalnu mishalo. Did I just say? Okay. So once there's ten, you mention Hashem's name, and you say nevarech Elokeinu. Okay. I don't know. But, okay, now what happens if you made a mistake? You skipped the word Elokeinu. You knew there was a minyan, or you didn't know there was a minyan, and it just slipped, and you missed it out. You can't go back. If the zimun was done, you know, you realize a minute later, that's simple. If you realize after the zimun is completely over, then you can't go back because you already said it. You're yotzei b'di'evid without Hashem's name, so and you can't repeat the zimun. Aval im adayin lo anu acharav. What if they didn't answer yet? So then yachzor v'zamein b'shem. Then you could say it again. In other words, you have a minyan, and the mezamein. We'll speak out real quick. A couple scenarios. The mezamein says Navarach she'achalnu mishalo without saying Hashem's name, and then he realizes it, he can repeat Navarach Elokeinu she'achalnu mishalo. And if he said Navarach she'achalnu mishalo and everyone else answered Baruch she'achalnu mishalo without Hashem's name, so then it's a machloket what you should do. If the first guy can now, when he repeats it, if he can say Hashem's name or not, I think the minhag is not to. And at least based on Safek Brachos, Safek Shem Levatala. And then, what if he says without Hashem's name in the first part, Navarach Shachanu Mishalo, and everyone else in the room, the other nine or whatever 100 people, you know, realize that there's a minion, and they respond with Hashem's name? That's a good thing. That's what they should do. If he by mistake left out Elokeinu, they shouldn't follow suit. They should say with Hashem's name, Baruch Elokeinu. And then when he repeats, he should also say Baruch Elokeinu with Hashem's name. Okay. But if the first two, then that's when it's when both made the mistake originally, then it's pretty much lost. All right. Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Im Yistarfin Lezimun. Im Lav. Okay. Aleph. Shnayim she'achlo. So how many people do you need for a zimun? You need at least two. If you only have two, take it back. If you need at least three. If you only have two, what happens? Afal pisha be birkat hamotzi poter achad chavero. Even though lechatchila by birkat hamotzi, one person could be motzi one other person lechatchila, based on berovam or just whatever is easier. Mitzvah lechalek shivarech ko echad birkat hamazon leatzmo. It's preferable and required that everyone bench on their own. You can't have a zimun if there's not three. It's not enough kavod. The zimun concept was not established unless you have at least three. B'medvarim amurim. When is this? K'shehayu shneim yodim mevarach birkat hamazon. That's when both of them know how to bench on their own. Right? Nowadays, pretty much all know how to bench, especially with the sitter.
What do you mean 95% of Jewish people know?
Aval im echad yodea vasheni eina yodea. What happens if one person knows how to bench by heart, at least the brachot part, and the other person doesn't know how to bench, and he doesn't have a sitter? Right, so this can happen. So then there's no zimun per se, right? There is no zimun, what we call a zimun. However, since the first, the second guy can't do it on his own, Mevarech hayodea, the first guy who does know says it out loud, v'yotzei asheni, and he has a mind, and the second guy gets yotzei from him. This is only, now the Shulchan Aruch points out, this is only im mevin lashon hakodesh. Elas she'ena yodea levarech. This is only if you can understand Hebrew. You have to be able to hear and understand what the other guy is saying. If you just hear him benching and you have no idea what he's saying, then you're not yotzei. V'tzarich lechaven mila b'mila l'kol ma sheyomar. And you must pay attention to every word and understand every word. Presumably, if you don't understand a few words, but you understand from the main words, then you would be yotzei.
Haga. What's your motzi, someone that...
Aga, v'tzarich amevarich shechaven lehotzio, and then, of course, everyone has to have in mind to be motzi each other. 1 second, aval, we'll continue here. Im eno mevin, the Shulchan Aruch writes, if the second guy doesn't understand eno yotzei v'shimia, you cannot be yotzei just through listening. Okay.
What about reading the article?
So
the English, they know the English. You say from in Hebrew, he answers.
So if he understands by following along in English, that should be fine. You could also read it in English. Yeah. Once you have a bencher, you're better off to say it yourself in English.
If you don't understand the words that the Mubarak is saying,
Right, because you won't know what he's saying. Even if you're following along in English, it won't mean anything. You're right. If you can't understand the Hebrew, following along in English is not going to help you at all. Just say it in English. And the other option is, you're right, you can repeat word for word if you can't understand the Hebrew and there's no choice. Okay. Now, that's according to the Shulchan Aruch. Now, many poskim point out that b'di'eved, you can be yotzei even if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. Right? So, machloket, and the Rishonim, and b'di'eved, many poskim say, you're yotzei b'di'eved even if you don't understand. So what happens by Kiddush? It's the same halacha by Kiddush. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the people listening, the family, the guests, cannot be yotzei unless they understand Kiddush. So according to him, according to the Shulchan Aruch, those Rishonim, one should have to say it themselves, repeat word for word, and go along. Because you're not yotzei otherwise. But the minhag, I believe, is to be meiko. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, lechatchila, if you know you don't understand, either learn it or say it yourself, word for word.
You say it yourself, word for word, you don't understand.
Then you're yotzei. If you say it yourself, of course you're yotzei in Lashon Kodesh, for sure. Your own Lashon, maybe not. Probably not. Okay. Let's continue.
Definitely not.
Okay, good. If you don't understand English, definitely you can't say it in English. Good. So only Hebrew. Right. That's true. Thank you. Aval shlosha she'achlu einam rasha'im l'chalek. Three people ate together. Now there's an obligation to bench together, to do a zimun. Now what happens with shnayim she'achlu mitzvah she'achzuru achar shlishi she'itzarif ech imayim l'zimun. If there are three people, you started out with only two people, there is a mitzvah to get somebody else to join you. It's a mitzvah to, if you have food, give him something to eat. It doesn't have to be bread. Give him something to eat, at least a kazayit, and then he can join you. Because there's a mitzvah, it's greater kavod to bench with three and with a zimun. Okay. So, three people are obligated, two people are not obligated, but there is, it's like a mitzvah min a mubchar type, to try and get a third person. Okay? One person, I don't believe Mishnah Berurah says pashut, there's no mitzvah min a mubchar for one person to run around and try and get two more people. Okay. Mechein arba'a o chamisha, once you have four or five people who ate together, they're also obligated. And asur lehem lechalik shekulam chayvu bezimun. You can't divide because there's no way you're going to be left with three and three if there's only four or five of you. And you can't leave people behind, so you have to bench all together. Shisha nechlakim, six can divide into two groups. Kevan shishir zimun lekol chabura. You're going to make sure every group it has at least three to do a zimun. So you could do six together, or you could break it up. Darkei Moshe writes, Berov Am, Hadrat Melech, and it's better not to break up. Some say, Lechatchila, you can do whatever you want. Obviously, if you're in a hurry, you can do whatever you want. Ad Asara, once up until 10, which means really up until 9, including 9, you can divvy up into groups of 3, no problem, or 4 and 5, makes no difference, because everyone's going to be part of a zimun, and no one's saying Hashem's name. V'az, ein nechlakim ad shiyu esrim. Kevan, shenitchayvu bazkarat Hashem. Once you have 10, there's a mitzvah to say zimun with Hashem's name, and you can't break up unless you have at least 20. Because there'll be, you can't break, if there's 13 of you, let's say, you can't break up into 10 and 3, because then the 3 group won't have Hashem's name, which will be lower the level of the kava to their benching, to a Kaddish Baruch. V'az, then, if you have 20, you can break up if you want to. Venerali, duha din beshisha, ein mechuyavin lechalik, rak im yirtzu nechlakim. He spells it out. You don't have to divide. Of course, you can do it with more. Tov. Shulchan Aruch continues, umitzvah lechazer achar asara. And it's preferably to try and get 10. Some say in particular that's referring to when you have at least 7. So, mihu. Im hayu rabim mesubim yachad, ve'enam yecholim lishmoa berkat hamazon mipi ha-mavarech. What if you have a big room, lots of people, you're spread out, and you can't hear. Can't hear what's going on. You have, whatever, 100 people in the room, 300 people in the room, and the mavarech is going to get up and do a zimun. His voice won't carry. Or there's people talking in the room and you won't be yotzei. You can't hear them. So it's ein brera. It's not going to work. So ve'ena mershayim lechalik lechaburat shel asara. Now, this depends on the situation. But the way he explains initially is you can't break up into groups of 10. Right? Let's say you're at a big event, there's 300 people here at a bench. You can't make groups of 10. Yipnei sheitztarchu levarich bekol ram. Because once you get 10 people, it's going to be loud. Everyone's going to hear what's going on. V'yishma ba'al habayit v'yakpid aleihem. Right? In the middle of the wedding, you hear this big zimun of 10 people, and people are running over, and everyone's crowding around. Once you have 10 people, you have to scream, or whatever, say it loudly, and okeinu, everyone hears. So the chatan, the parents, the family, are going to be like, what's going on over here?
Is that everyone's supposed to be benching together at the end.
The people at the wedding, they prefer that people bench together at the end. Again, lechatchila, can you split up or not? We just discussed. Maybe yes, maybe no. Yecholim lechalik lechaburat shel shlosha shlosha. But if you do need to break up, right, you're allowed to break up into groups of threes. But don't break up into groups of 10. So if you're at a wedding and you need to leave early, he says make groups of bench with a zimun of 3. Levarich benachat, and whisper the zimun. Bench quietly. So that the 3 of you hear, but not other people in the room, especially the Baal HaBayit. Kedei shelo yishma Baal HaBayit. V'zeh tov lehem yima shelo yitzi yidei chovat berkat hazimun. It's obviously better to do it with 3 than with 1. And you can't do it with 10 because if you do it with everybody, you won't be able to hear. That's the situation that's brought down over here. There's other situations, usually at a wedding, you could hear nowadays, but depending on the situation. Usually not. Okay, depends on the wedding. Okay, Shaharei Einam Yecholim Lishmoa Mipia Mevarech. In this case, you're allowed to. Now, others say if you're running to a Dvar Mitzvah and you have to, so some say you could also, that's another heter for breaking up into threes and threes. Some say if you start your meal knowing that you're going to leave early, which I think most people do, you start your meal knowing you're going to leave early, and you know that you're going to have in mind that you're like half eating together, you're half being koveh, you're suited together, and you know you're going to just break up into little groups, that's also okay. But if you're going to do it, we see it should be done in groups of threes, not in groups of ten. Bet.
It's so simple. It's so simple about.
Okay, nothing so simple.
My understanding is you just don't need bread. If you come to a wedding,
no. Okay, so we can.
You have to join the zimah.
Okay, so I think lechad chila you should eat bread with everybody, or you could eat bread. It's a separate discussion, but there's definitely no chumrah not to eat bread. I think that's but okay. Different opinions. Bet. Good question. Afilu lo hukbu mitchila kulam le'echol yachad. Now, what if in the beginning you didn't sit down to eat together? You just, halfway down during the meal, you realize, whoa, you're sitting next to this guy, or he comes over to your table and you join in the middle. Elisha shnayim kavu v'achar kach bashlishi. Or you loved afka too, but you had two initially, and then the third guy came over in the middle, v'kava imam. And he decided to sit and eat to them and talk with them. Right? One started, and then the people joined him. Then once you were eating together, you're stuck. Since you finished together. If the people just sit together for a few minutes in the middle of the meal, and then they split up again and continue eating, that's not a problem. It's if you start together or finish together. That's clear. That they eat together. You eat together the meal. They're eating together, having lunch together, whatever it is, dinner. Mikol makom im yochal yimahem belo keva rashayim lechalek. But if you eat with them, but you don't el inkein hush shamash, but you don't have a mind to sit to be koveya. Yeah, it's a good question. Exactly, what does it mean? How much to be? At what level do you become koveya? But if you have a mind that you're not sitting the whole meal with him, and Tarek Iyun, a little bit. How much is considered kaveya? But you have a mind to eat a little bit with him, but you're not having a mind to finish with him, to start with him. You're not making a meeting with the guy. You just come over a little bit, and it works out.
As far as assigned seating at a wedding, would that be fixed?
Assigned seating, I would. You can use your judgment. This is mine. I would assume that would lend itself to a kavias. And if you agree with it, then I would agree. But if just because you were put there, if you know yourself you're leaving earlier, you don't want to sit here, you're going to look for a new table to sit at, you realize you don't know anybody at the table, I definitely would not consider that any kind of kviyus.
So the shiburus is that the kviyus is b'shulchan v'yeshiva v'ashulchan echad.
Right, so here's the right. It has to be, well, that's a minimum. I agree. Mishnah Berurah says you at least have to sit together and eat together and have a mind to be together. But just because you do sit there together, but you know you're only sitting there for 5 minutes, that's also for sure not kavias, even according to the Mishnah Berurah. It's not a clear, as far as I know, there's no clear definition. What level is maybe if you can help me by Sunday, we will come up with a better definition on how much is kavias for this halacha. Okay, Elim Kenya Shamish, if there's a Shamish there, then he's mechaber all of you to be a kaveya together. Mikol makom, afilu kol makom shereshayim. Whenever you're allowed to chalek to divide, adif tvei lezamen. Even though you don't have to bench together, because you didn't really eat the whole meal together, you were just there together for 10 minutes. Adif tvei lezamen. Once you're there. Anyway, and you were there for a little bit together, it's better. Mishum derub erov am hadrat melech.